You know, freedom is a process that begins one step at a time. As you know, here at Intentional Living, we focus on doing the next right one thing. And that's why this wristband that I wear every day that says one thing reminds me that every day I get up and I say, Lord, what one thing can I do today that will bring you pleasure? And I think in this financial discussion, what one thing can I do today that will help me be a good steward, to get out of debt, to start setting aside funds, to be more generous? And I'll tell you, it comes back to these basic things.
From the Intentional Living Center in Tucson, Arizona, welcome to Intentional Living. Your host is Dr. Randy Carlson, the counselor and coach, and your advocate for the family. Today, Dr. Randy wraps up his series, The Intentional Living Process for Finances. Now, to help you be intentional with your finances, here's Randy.
All right, thank you. We're here in our studio live. We'll go to the teaching studio and wrap up this topic in just a moment. As we're thinking about finances, you know, maybe you started on a journey, try to get out of debt, try to go in the right direction, try to be a better steward, or maybe it was with your health, or maybe it was in your marriage, and you got off with all the motivation and excitement and enthusiasm of a New Year's resolution. And within a few days or a few hours or certainly within a few weeks, you find yourself petering out and giving up. And I've analyzed this, and I think at the core, the reason that we give up on these intentions that we have, because they're just good intentions, is because the intention isn't strong enough. Intention is the energy. The intention is the why behind what we do. And one of the things that makes our ministry unique and why we do this is we believe that setting goals, you know, that's great. Having things you want to work for, that's great. But there's lots of plans for getting out of debt, and there's processes for doing that. We teach 10-10-80. But if the intention isn't strong enough, if you don't understand the intention, it just doesn't work. That's why we're here to teach this. And we're going to continue that today. Are you ready? Let's continue.
And then a fifth thing that's, I think, a habit that will be helpful financially is to create new income. And then take that new income and throw it at paying off debt and starting to set aside that emergency fund. What do I mean by that? Now, I'm speaking to those who maybe you just really feel like things are so tight in your life right now, you don't know where to begin. You know, frankly, some of you are going to have to maybe take on a little extra part-time job. Maybe you're going to have to sell the assets, maybe get rid of a car that you don't need, get rid of things in the garage that you've been storing, get rid of some of the assets that are can be turned into liquidity, into cash, and then take that cash to help pay down your debt. It's amazing to me how we have the capability and capacity either to earn more or to liquidate assets and turn those assets and that cash into paying down debt. You know, freedom is a process that begins one step at a time. As you know, here at Intentional Living, we focus on doing the next right one thing, and that's why this wristband that I wear every day that says one thing reminds me that every day I get up and I say, Lord, what one thing can I do today that will bring you pleasure? And I think in this financial discussion, what one thing can I do today that will help me be a good steward, to get out of debt, to start setting aside funds, to be more generous? And I'll tell you, it comes back to these basic things, habits, turning the kinds of actions that we have, financial actions that are positive, into regular daily habits. Okay, moving on to the letter E in the freedom process. First of all, focusing on God's intention. For the letter R, repeating actions. We've shared a few of them with you, turning those into habits. And then for the first letter E is to eliminate financial clutter. One of the things we do at Intentional Living is I create lists, the top 10 lists. We call them intentionals. And they're really the top 10 lists on whatever the topic is that we're talking about that we believe to be biblical but also very practical in helping people live above mediocrity in their lives. So let me share with you the top 10 list for experiencing financial freedom. Number one, if you can't afford it, don't buy it. You know, you think about the number of times we go in and we see a car that we may need and we think, well, we're going to buy a new one. You know, we don't want to buy the used one. You know, the reality is that when you drive a new car off the lot, it depreciates instantly by some say up to 25% or more. And so if you can't afford it, don't buy it. If you can't afford to go on the vacation, don't go on the vacation. If you can't afford to eat out, then you don't eat out. Or if you don't need the new clothes, you know, that are very expensive, you can buy something for $25 instead of $75. If you can't afford it, don't buy it. And I'll tell you, this is a great lesson for kids as well. Helping your kids with an allowance to see that they too need to operate within a budget. Number two on the intentionals is if you don't need it, leave it. What I mean is there's a difference between wants and needs. And, you know, as a parent and grandparent, you've heard your kids or grandkids talk about, I need that. I have to have that. Well, there's a difference between a need and a want. And many of us live in the world of wants, and we retitle it as a need. And when we start living out of what God's given us and looking at our actual needs and not our wants, I'll tell you, financial freedom, it really isn't rocket science. It comes down to doing a little bit over an extended period of time. The power of compounding interest. If you don't spend that extra $200 a month on different things and put that $200 away into an investment over the next 20, 30, 40 years, and you're doing that consistently every month, you know, the math is pretty clear. It becomes a substantial investment for your retirement and for freedom in your life down the road. I think a third intentional is if you can't agree, don't proceed. I find couples who are not on the same page about spending money, and the tension that goes on in the marriage is just enormous. We know in counseling that one of the major problems that present themselves in the counselor's office has to do with not being on the same page with money. And if you can agree together to say, if we don't agree, we're not going to proceed until we have peace, until we've prayed about it, until we come to a compromise, until we've come to some agreement. If you don't agree to buy that car, then don't buy that car. If you don't agree to spend the money on that gift coming up for Christmas, then don't proceed until you have peace. And of course, never going behind the back of your spouse to do what you think is right, because that creates a whole other topic that we talk about. And of course, that's marriage. Number four in the list of the top 10 is don't rob God. You know, the Bible is clear that everything that we have is a gift from God. And it's a sin to rob from Him. You know, God has commanded that we be generous, that we tithe, that we give. And when we follow and we're obedient to that, there's a freedom that starts to develop in our lives. And I've heard the story over and over from people who stepped up and said, we're choosing to be obedient with our finances, we're choosing to be obedient with our giving, and God has blessed. Now, you may not be at a faith level where you can step out and say, we just can't do 10%. Well, I encourage you to start today. Start with 5%. Start with 7%. Whatever it is, but start the process of being obedient in your tithing and seeing what God will do. Now, here's a couple really practical things. Number five, set aside enough for the future.
You're listening to Intentional Living, and Dr. Randy will be back in a moment to continue his teaching.
Intentional Living is here to equip you with powerful biblical teaching and inspire you with success stories from people living an intentional life in Jesus Christ.
Hi, Dr. Randy. I want to thank you. I'm a newborn Christian. Your words inspire me and you're directing me in the right direction.
With your gift of $100 or more, you'll help the Intentional Living Center continue to equip and inspire families and eliminate a recent donations shortfall and get back in good shape to continue helping people and families to live an intentional life in Jesus Christ. And to say thanks for your much-needed gift of $100 or more, or any amount God leads you to give, we'll send you a brand new DVD with four of Dr. Randy's teachings on the intentional living process for marriage, parenting, finances, and faith. Call now, 888-888-1717, or go online to theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com.
Now, let's get back to Dr. Randy as he continues today's teaching.
Now, here's a couple really practical things. Number five, set aside enough for the future. If you're a young person in your 20s, I would recommend that you start with at least 10% of your income that would be set aside for the future. And if you're tithing, that would be another 10%. So you're learning to live on no more than 80% of what comes in. You say, well, you may say, I can't do that. Well, I know people who make a great deal of money who say they can't do that. And I know people who make very little who say they can. It's a decision that we make. But if you make a decision to say from the very beginning, we're going to set aside at least 10 or 15% of everything that we make for retirement, for investments, for the future, for savings, I can promise you down the road, if you do it intentionally, you do it in the right way, that you'll look back with no regrets. You won't look back and say, well, I wish I had spent that money on this and that and the other thing. You'll say that we made the right decision and we honor God, investing that money where it can grow and multiply. And if you start doing that later in life, maybe you're already in your 50s and you're saying, hey, we haven't set aside anything, you better start increasing that to 15, 20, or 25% if you really want to get to a place when you're at the retirement age that you've set aside enough to be able to take care of your family. And then, of course, number six, we've already talked about here earlier, set aside an emergency fund. We recommend $1,000 at the very beginning. By the way, these are intentionals, and I hope you'll start taking one or two of these and start working on them over this next month. Number seven, spend less than you earn, but do so over an extended period of time. You know, intentional living comes down to, in the area of finances, it's a math problem. It really is. It's a simple math issue. And if you do the math and you say, hey, you know, we choose to be intentional, we choose to live on 80% of our income or 75% of our income, once you do that and you make that as a commitment and then you intentionally take that remainder of that 20 or 25% and you give and then you take the remainder to set aside for retirement and emergency fund, those things start to work out pretty quickly. Because this thing about finances, the beauty of this is it's a simple math problem. And if you do decide to be intentional to spend less than you make over an extended period of time, I can tell you 20 years from now, the math will work out. It just simply will. Number eight on the top 10 list is to avoid impulse buying. You know, one of the things that gets people into trouble is you see it and you want it. That's why when you go to the store, especially the grocery store, they have those end caps when you get up near the cash register and they have all those little things that you can buy. This is true in all merchandising. And those are put out there for the impulse buy. You know, buying a package of gum is one thing, but if you intentionally, every time you go out, you have an impulse buy of $20 or $50, you do the math. You do that every week. All of a sudden, it's $150, $200 a month. That's all of a sudden a couple $1,000s a year. And at the end of the year, and you look back and you say, hey, we're just about $2,000 or $3,000 short. We don't know where the money's going. And it's those little expenses that start to become impulsive buys in our life that can be one of the contributing factors that create a financial problem for people. Number nine on this list of intentionals is don't try to buy your child's happiness or cooperation. You know, sometimes we operate out of guilt with our children, and it's easy to start feeling like you're 17-year-old. You know, maybe you're in a divorce situation or in a blended family, and you just feel like you need to continue to provide for them and give them money, and maybe even as young adults, you're covering your responsibility. Now, there's a difference between helping your children grow and be successful and helping your children to the next stage of life than there is from helping your responsibility. And so in the process of being an intentional parent, remember that you need to take care of yourself. In fact, if you get on the airplane, you know the first thing they tell you is if the oxygen mask falls out of the ceiling, that you put it on yourself first. And so I really encourage you as we get later in life to make sure you're setting aside the kind of resources that are necessary so your kids won't necessarily have to take care of you, provide for you, but that they'll be in a place where you can provide for yourself. Now, maybe you're already there now, and you realize that you haven't set aside enough. Well, this is a good time to really sit down and say, okay, what can I do? What steps can I make between now and retirement or now and the next stage of my life to provide more for myself? Because obviously, the scripture is clear that we need to provide for each other. I mean, families step up and help members of the family. But I know you probably agree you want to live at a place where you can have freedom from feeling obligated for your kids taking care of you later in life. I don't think anybody wants that. And so if you're younger, this is a great time to get started setting aside for the future. And then number 10, as I thought about this top 10 list, this is a really practical one. And I've seen this happen so often. Don't lend money to someone in your family or to a friend and then expect to ever see it again. Because that's an unrealistic expectation that can destroy relationships. If you have a member of your family, you have someone that you care for, and they have a need, give it to them. You know, encourage them. Because many families are damaged with this idea of IOUs, and I expect that back. And sometimes it happens in a positive way, and sometimes it doesn't. But either way, I think one of the practical top 10 lists is if you have a family member in need, be generous, share with them and encourage them, but don't lend to them. And by the way, that's also biblical if you go and study the book of Proverbs and Ecclesiastes.
All right, I believe that a lot. If you lend to a family member and expect it to come back, and it doesn't, or it doesn't come back in the way you thought, or as much as you thought, or in the time that you thought, as you know, as we just shared with you, that creates discouragement, disappointment, and breaches in family. Families have been really broken up over some of these things. Very powerful. All right, we've got a little more coming up on this topic today, so don't go away. I just want to say thanks to those of you who are standing with the Intentional Living Center and are on this journey with us to make a difference in your life. We hear the stories every day, and I know it's making a difference. We're hearing the stories, and we need your help. Bottom line, we're listener-supported. We're a little bit behind where we need to be, and your gift today would be appreciated. Whatever God lays on your heart. Now, we've been challenging you to kind of a target, $100 or more. Some of you could give much more. It'd be a great help. But whatever the amount is, we want to say thanks for helping us get back on track with a very special gift. I send you my new Intentional Living resource. It's a 4-lesson DVD, The Intentional Living Process for Parenting, Marriage, Finances, and Faith. So please give today. Go to theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com, or call during West Coast business hours, 888-888-1717, and press number 4. And God bless you. Thank you for standing with us. All right, I'm going to wrap up this lesson on the intentional living process for your finances in just a little bit.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of our listeners. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
Hey, my name is Ed from Salt Lake City. Listen to your radio show, and I work a job, but do well. Financial things are going quite well. Quite a bit of good commission and salary coming in. But my wife and I set up the goal to really pay off $16,000 in credit cards and pay them off. And we're just struggling. We're struggling with having a budget, struggling with how we spend money. We have young kids. And it feels like we're stuck, even though it feels like we should be doing so much better because we have a lot of blessings financially in our lives, but we just don't seem to get organized and pay off debt. And that's what we're trying to do.
Yeah, I mean, as you listen, Ed, I hope as you're thinking about this, you can hear yourself say, hey, we'd like to do this. That's a good intention. But an intentional living includes a plan. And you and your spouse need to sit down and know where the money is, how much you're spending every month, look at it realistically, put a little plan together that you guys say, hey, here's how we're going to handle the money. It could be an envelope system, whatever. There's lots of systems available. Intentional living is about helping you actually follow the system you put into place. We believe in 10-10-80. And then be realistic and come to an agreement. You'll be encouraged as you start to make progress, but until you get a plan of action and then start following, it's not going to happen. All right. I got a little more teaching to pull this together. Let's get back to the teaching studio on this topic, the intentional living process for finance.
I think one of the practical top 10 list is if you have a family member in need, be generous, share with them and encourage them, but don't lend to them. And by the way, that's also biblical if you go and study the book of Proverbs and Ecclesiastes. And then finally, the last E in the freedom process is we talk about focusing on God's intention, talk about repeating actions until they become habits, eliminating clutter, and then enjoy and celebrate God's goodness. You know, when you start to experience financial freedom, those first steps of feeling less anxiety about money and giving it to God and taking some of these basic steps, really celebrate what God is doing in your life. Help your kids celebrate with you God's goodness in your life. You know, I want to close with a verse that come, or several verses that come from the Message. Eugene Peterson takes the words of Christ in Matthew chapter 6, where he talks about money and he puts it in contemporary language. Listen to the powerful words of Christ. Don't hoard treasures down here where it gets eaten by moths and corroded by rust, or worse, stolen by burglars. Instead, stockpile treasures in heaven where it's safe from moth and rust and burglars. It's obvious, isn't it? The place where your treasure is the place you will most want to be and end up being. Your eyes are windows into your body. If you open your eyes wide and wonder and belief, your body fills up with life. If you live with squinty eyes and greed and distrust, your body will become dank like a cellar. If you pull the blinds on your windows, what a dark life you will have. You can't worship two gods at once. Loving one God, you'll end up hating the other. Adoration of one feeds contempt for the other. You can't worship God and money both. Wow, what a powerful lesson from Scripture. Jesus shares with us that many of us, because of money, and it's not a lack of or having too much, but it's our attitude about the money that we have, that we can actually become like pulling down a shade in our room and become a dark place in our life. And I know people who have millions of dollars and live in a darkness of being consumed with money, being consumed with the trying to manage what they have and the fear of losing what they have. And I've seen people who make very little and yet experience complete freedom in their life because they know that the money that God has given them gives them an opportunity to be a good steward, to invest and follow these principles. You know, here at Intentional Living, we believe what the Scripture teaches when it says in Ephesians chapter 5 to figure out what pleases Christ and then do it. I think it pleases God when we see that His intention for the money that He's given us is for us to be a good steward of it. We don't own it. We're not going to take it with us. You know, there's no U-Haul behind the hearse. We're leaving it all behind. There's not a dime that we're taking with us. And so while we're here on this planet, to use what God has given us faithfully, to be good stewards of it, not to hoard it, but to share it, to be generous. But I'll tell you what, if you're not intentional with your money, others will be. If you're not intentional with your money will become your enemy. If you're not intentional with your thinking, your attitude, and your behavior with your money, it'll come back to hurt you. And maybe you're not a person that thinks about money that much. But as a result of not putting a plan together and not preparing for it, now you realize maybe you're struggling. You know, I've heard it said that this whole thing of handling money is not rocket science. I mean, there's plenty of books and resources and material available and processes that you can follow. But the reality is, if we don't do it, it does no good for us. So I would encourage you to take at least one thing that we've talked about here in the lesson this month and think about how that can impact your year, the next 12 months. What difference could one thing make? And here's the question. What one thing could you do now, starting this week, this month, that would make the biggest difference in your finances over the next year? And then I would encourage you to at least do that one thing and give God the glory for it. Father, thank you for the opportunity to talk a little bit and share a little bit about money. It's a big topic, and we just scratched the surface, and there's so many technical aspects of money and investing and things that can get us sidetracked from the core principles that you give us the money that we have as a gift. There's no guarantee that what tomorrow will bring, but today may we be found faithful. Lord, as stewards, may we be found faithful in preparing for the future, planning for the future, and living in a way that brings you honor and glory. As Christians, may we be exemplary in our communities, in our homes, our churches, in how we handle the money that you give us. Thank you for each person listening. Thank you for their prayers, for their support for this ministry. Thank you for their heart and their attitude of wanting to do things in a way that honors you. In Jesus' name, amen.
All right, back here in our Intentional Living studio as we wrap up these 2 days on the Intentional Living process for finances. And you know, it's not rocket science, as people say. You know, 10-10-80 is something that we can live by. If we get intentional in these top 10 things that really can make a difference in your life. The intention is the key. It's the passion. It's the purpose. It's the why behind the decision to do it. You know, I'd like to tell you more about how to live intentionally. We do that with our monthly members every month. And I would like to share with you the complete teaching that you just heard a portion of on DVD, plus taking the intentional living process for parenting, marriage, finances, and faith. And it's our gift to you right now. And I'll tell you how you can get it in just a moment.
Hi, Dr. Andy. This is Dan in Kansas City. And I just wanted to say thank you for your good advice. I called in about 6 months ago, and I was in a lot of debt. And that's one thing I've been able to do, to be intentional for my marriage. Even though I'm a single guy now, I know I'll get married someday, and I don't want to bring all my debt into that marriage. And so you've helped me be intentional, and in the last 6 months, I've been able to put almost $3,000 towards my credit card. And so I'm very thankful towards that, and that will be a blessing in the future to not have that debt, I'm sure. So thanks, love your program, and God bless.
Hey, that's great. Good for you, my friend. And I can hear the encouragement in your voice. Did you hear the difference in his voice and the caller earlier who was saying, we're not on the same page? You know, when you get a plan and then you execute it intentionally, it does make a difference in your life. As I mentioned a moment ago, this entire teaching on finance, along with the intentional living process for parenting, marriage, and faith, is on one DVD, and it's our gift right now as you share the best gift that you can to help us get back on track as a ministry. Frankly, we're listener supported, and your support matters. Could you share $100 or more? Whatever God lays on your heart, we just want you to be a part of this. Go to theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com, and click on donate. And thank you. Come and join me tomorrow as we begin the series on the intentional living process for parenting. See you then.